Good morning and welcome to Investment Talk, a one-hour live radio program brought to you by the financial advisors of Legacy Wealth Management of Fargo and Bismarck and featuring the president and financial advisor of Legacy, Paul Myers, with host Steve Poitras. Securities and investment advice from LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and member FINRA and SIPC. Nothing in today's show is an offer to buy or sell securities, and you should consult with an investment advisor in person before taking any action, as every investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. And now, the award-winning team at Legacy Wealth Management presents Investment Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Investment Talk Radio, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. I'm one of those guys, Paul Myers, and next to me, the amazing, the incredible, the ever ebullient, Steve Poitras.
My goodness, you're really lathering it on there.
I am slathering it almost.
Pretty excited about that hard rock and Katrina and the Waves walking on sunshine.
Oh yeah, she's hard rock, man. She's punk.
We need some sunshine out there. Well, actually, we need rain, too. Some parts of our listening area are getting some rain today, mostly across the southern part of North Dakota. And hasn't reached Fargo yet.
Well, it was very dry out there.
It was sprinkling a little bit as I drove in, yes.
Well, that's promising.
I had to put the top up on my golf cart. No, I didn't have a golf cart. Anyway.
It's investment talk.
It is investment talk. And, you know, speaking of Katrina and the waves, Josh pointed out that they don't listen to this song down in New Orleans. It took me about 10 seconds, and then he had to explain it, yeah. But Katrina and the Waves, an incredible song.
That's really...
Don't you think so?
Well, it's okay.
Walking on Sunshine, they made gazillions of dollars because they sold the rights to it to any number of movies and things like that. And I think... we should have it as a theme song for Legacy Wealth Management.
Well,
we need to take
a vote on that. But, of course, you've got veto power.
Ever since I met Vito, I've got
veto power.
Hey, the two major political organizations in the state, the Republicans and the Democrats, held their conventions in Fargo this weekend. And I had a chance to browse at both of them and had a good time doing so. I ran into a lot of old friends, Steve, and it's fun because people from all over the state would say, oh, yeah, I listened to you and Steve on the radio. I know you guys. And that was, you know,
so you were
fun.
Browsing around looking for a little recognition. Huh?
I was. I was saying, hello out there. Anyone know us? And you know what? Many of them said, well, we'll be listening again this Sunday. So a big salute to all of you out there. I got to say that the Republicans had a lot of excitement and fireworks at their convention. It all turned out fine, I'm sure, at the end. But I didn't even realize that Julie Fedorchuk backed out of the nominee. I didn't realize that.
Well, I don't think it's overstating the case that there is something of a schism in the North Dakota Republican Party.
Is it a schism or a schism? Well, how about a gap?
is it schedule or schedule?
Yes. I don't know. I've never been on one.
But schedule. There's this apocryphal story about
General
Montgomery and Eisenhower and D-Day and all of this. And supposedly Eisenhower said, well, everything seems to be going off on schedule. And Montgomery reportedly said, schedule? It's schedule. Where did you ever learn to say schedule? He says, grammar school.
How deep is this rabbit hole, Steve?
Well, anyway, how deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
They had some fireworks over at the Republican convention and perhaps not so much over at the Democratic convention. But like I said, they both seem to work it out. And we have nominees for governor and all the other positions pretty much right on down the line. So it was an exciting time and fun for any community in the state to be able to host both conventions the same weekend and lots of people in town, I can tell you that. Woohoo. And yeah, kind of a fun time. Plus, our good buddy Dave McGatlin, LPL financial advisor that he is off with his daughter this morning. They have some dance competitions going on in Fargo.
Yes. Yeah. Harper told us about that a few weeks ago when she was in.
She's a dancing queen, and we could have played that song. Maybe we will later
dancing
on. I don't
queen.
Know.
Nobody, there's always an audience for ABBA.
Oh, well. And there should, well, there should be, I'll tell you what. there's a group for all time. In fact, it was just about this time in, I think it was it 1984 that they came out? They won the Eurovision contest song and really changed music for a long time. I think ABBA was a big deal. Yeah, there it is.
They actually changed music?
Well, I don't know, Steve. It's just something that comes out of your mouth when you're a radio host. I don't know. It sounds good. Hey, there's lots of things going on. Just another reminder, we need to keep telling you who we are because we know people tune in and tune out, and they may think they're listening to Frickin' Frack here, but they're not. It's Legacy Wealth Management's Investment Talk Radio, and we like to have fun. But we also know that investing is serious business, and we're going to make darn sure that we cover some of the important topics. There's a lot going on. I want to – Steve's navigating.
Well, you got these long johns, and we got them so late, but I haven't even had a taste. But I was, how long is a long john? Is that about 8 inches?
You'll have to ask John. I don't know. It's an amazing pastry. That's another thing that a very nice lady listener told me this weekend. She said, oh, yes, I listen to the show. I hear all about those delicious morning pastries that you bring in. Well, I said, what about the stock market news? Oh, yeah, I hear that, too. But anyway, that is a big one, Steve. And you go ahead and he was sizing it up there, trying to figure out what to do with it. Speaking of sizing it up, we are going to cover a lot of important details today about what's going on in the market, Steve, because in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about a very important date that comes up in not too long.
Yeah, and when April rolls around, it's tax season.
It's tax season, and April 15th is certainly going to be another one of those. We're going to talk a little bit about one of our favorite topics, and that's IRAs and how they can impact your tax season. Pretty amazing. I'm sure you saw those numbers about what happens if you start investing at an early age and you put a certain amount of money in your IRA. Wow.
It really starts adding up.
Well, it does. You know, pretty obvious. But the impact of compound interest, which is the, what, ninth wonder of the world or eighth wonder of the world, something like that. Anyway, pretty interesting. We've got another event coming up this week on Monday. Yes, Monday, Bring Your Camera. Sounds like a race commercial, but we've got the eclipse coming up.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
I know. I can't wait to look up at the sun. Don't do that. It's
you wear either special glasses or you do some kind of a deal
mirror
with a box
reflection,
and little,
I'm going to wait and watch it on TV, I think. I don't know. Well, the interesting thing is we're having a near total eclipse of the sun by the moon. Very clever on the moon's part to get in the way, I think. And the next one we get, Steve, not until 2044.
It always amazes me how even, you know, like millennia ago, there were astronomers who could figure that out. And, I mean, man, you know, that they predict ahead of time. And I just marvel at that.
Well, that's because of time travel, Steve. Don't you know that? Is that someday in the future we discover time travel and we go back thousands of years and tell them all these things. And we'll also correct that time my car bumped into the other one, too. We fix history a little bit.
Did you say something about going down a rabbit hole?
What's up, Doc?
I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late. Now, who am I quoting there?
Alice and her famous Wonderland.
No, that's the, Alice the White Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, and there, if you want to go down, Jefferson Airplane had a song.
Well, they did.
White Rabbit.
Okay, we got to get on to some things. Hey, let's talk. We have a little intro that we use for this next segment because, well, it's a chance to play a little Chicago. Let's do it.
Here's the Legacy Wealth Management Stock Market Snapshot. A quick look at the stock market and the investment world in the last week.
Okay, now this is an important segment because we have, as I keep getting told whenever I'm out in the public, with people who say, well, I get to listen to the first half of your show because I'm on my way to church, but then I don't get to listen to the second half. And I usually tell them, have you not heard of earbuds and transistor radios? Come on. No. Anyway, they're listening to the first half of the show, and they say, well, what's going on in the stock market? Steve, it's kind of a rough week for the market as a whole, but not on Friday.
Yes. Well, there was a down and up, down and then up again. And this last week, the downs carried more weight than the ups.
Yeah, I think we were off a couple of percent, all things.
Well, I think, what does it say here? I have numbers that the S&P 500 was off 1%, the NASDAQ off 1.3%, the Dow off 2.3%. But right. Bear in mind that, you know, the past 3 months of this year have all been up.
Very good. Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking about that exact thing today. I was thinking about, suppose, Steve, that you bought a stock in the market for $80 a share a year ago. $80 a share a year ago, and by the 1st of April, it was worth $100 a share. And then in the first 8 days of April, it went from 100 down to 99. How would you feel about that?
Oh, I wouldn't be too shook up. No. I think I'm still doing pretty well.
You wouldn't be doing that all shook up song, would you?
No. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No,
I'm all shook
up. And I'm obviously oversimplifying the situation. But the reality is that the market goes up and it pulls back and it goes up and it pulls back, and it's not unusual. We've had some pretty interesting things going on in the past week. We had that personal consumption expenditure index report that came out earlier, and it actually was pretty much right in line, wasn't it, Steve?
Yes, it was.
Right in line with what they expected, which is good. I'm going to talk a little bit about personal expenditures in a minute because I think it's pretty interesting. We also had some a number of jobs reports this week that were excellent.
Surprised everybody. They were expecting new jobs, maybe total about 200,000, 303,000.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well, obviously some employers knew, but that's, you know, that's good news. See, people, I'm sure you see this on television. I'm sure our listeners out there watch some of the various shows and they, you know, these commentators intone in a deep basso profundo voice about how we're headed towards a recession and all signs are pointing that way. Oh, no. Now, we may get there. Who knows? But unemployment and new jobs is a big determiner of what we call recession. And pretty hard to have a recession or, for goodness sakes, a depression when job numbers are going up.
And it's kind of contrary to your thinking, but with that kind of good news, it kind of delays Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve from wanting to go too fast to reduce interest rates. Mm-hmm. It's like you got to have some less than positive news for them to more consider that. So they're still promising, or at least holding out the likelihood that they'll cut it a couple of times.
Steve, can I go down this little rabbit hole? Because I think our listeners might appreciate another strange example for me, which I've only used a few hundred times. And that is when the Federal Reserve does their interest rate tightening and they talk about employment and, oh, the economy's doing a little too well, we better tighten interest rates a little bit. It reminds me of those famous middle-aged monks. You and I knew them very well because we were the only ones around during the time.
Oh, you mean in the middle ages?
What? Yeah. Did I say middle-aged monks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
Was it 45, 50?
I'm talking about those monks from the 1500s and so on. And you know how they used to heal people, Steve? They'd say, you know, this guy's sick. He's drooping quite a bit. Let's put a leech on his neck and suck some blood out, shall we? Because if we can get rid of some of that poisoned blood, goodness, one of two things will happen. We'll either, he'll heal, and then we know the leech has worked, or he'll die, and the leeches were too late. Well, and that's my problem, is that I think the Federal Reserve is a little bit like the leech company out there. And they try to suck the blood out of the economy and say, well, that should heal it. Now, I'm oversimplifying, as I often do. But really, that's I don't like the idea of saying, and then they do. They say, well, the economy is too strong. Now, fortunately, Jerome Powell has actually, crazy guy that he is, flipping and flopping faster than a fish out of water, Jerome Powell said, well, we know the economy is strong, and that's okay. We can still cut interest rates. You know, he's kind of been heading in that direction, which is funny for Jerome Powell, because we usually call him the great party crasher. He can have a Federal Reserve meeting. Everything looks good. The market's soaring. And he comes out and says something negative, which
we
don't like.
It may be contrary to a lot of people, but I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, he is doing he's doing very well. And you got to give him some credit for that. Yeah, he's doing very well. He's got to get the interest rate lower, though, because if for no other reason, then think about the massive federal debt we have, the country, and think about the interest that they pay on that. And when interest rates are high, they pay more interest on it. That's all there is to it. So they need to cut. Speaking of interest and other financial things, gold is at an all-time high once again. Oil prices remain high as the OPEC nations don't take any action to stem the high prices. We also had the Disney board fending off an activist challenger. That's pretty cool, I think. I'm glad Mickey and Goofy and the boys won. Speaking of Goofy, how have you been lately, Steve?
Oh, that's a different cartoon.
I don't know.
The Woody Woodpecker song.
In any case, and then, you know, I had originally written when I wrote this down some time ago, and the Dow is sticking around 40,000. The fact is it's a good 1,000 points below 40,000.
Right. It had gotten, and I think it may be trading one day, I think it actually did break 40,000.
Oh, yeah, it was over 40 grand.
And then it dropped back. But, hey, it's at 38,904. It's still pretty lofty.
4 years ago, I think it was about half that, wasn't it?
Well, it was around 20. It was more than that, but it was down quite a bit lower, that's
for
sure.
Well, in any case, that's a quick review of what's been happening in the stock market lately. We've got more to talk about because I want to talk about one of my favorite four-letter words. It's FOMO, F-O-M-O. And, you know, we could have had a call in, Steve, and asked our listeners if they know what FOMO stands for. Josh, I bet you know what FOMO stands for, don't you?
Fear of missing out.
Yeah, it's a great topic, Steve. We'll have to talk about it depending upon how our 5 points in 5 minutes goes. But you've put together some amazing 5 points in 5 minutes, as you do several times a week, actually, which I kind of get a kick out of. Let's do our 5 points in 5 minutes.
Legacy Wealth Management presents 5 points in 5 minutes.
Okay, so here we are in the month of April. How has April fared historically in the stock market? Well, it has been one of the best months of the year for the major stock indices. The S&P 500 has moved highest in April in 16 of the last 20 years, 80% of the time, has an average gain of plus 2%. The NASDAQ has a slightly lower win rate in April, but the same average return. And try as I might, I could not find the figure specifically for the Dow. I guess they're kept under lock and key.
No, I have it here in my pocket, and okay, I'll bring it out a little bit later on.
But April, I think, ranks number one.
And you know what I like about this, Steve, is we're not predicting what's going to happen. We're not telling people, oh, my goodness, April's going to be incredible. We're just pointing out historically what's happened. And while history doesn't guarantee anything, you know, I think it speaks for itself. And it's pretty interesting to be aware of it and take a look at it. And speaking of that, I love to talk about small business, because small business is what we are at Legacy Wealth Management, although we're getting bigger all the time. But small businesses defined as having fewer than 500 employees in this country.
That immediately struck me. That's considered a small business?
I know. If you have fewer than 500 employees.
500, yeah.
Well, yeah, it cuts a wide swath there, doesn't it? But it's true because, you know, big business in this country would be your Microsofts, your United Healthcare, your, you know, John Deere, and you name it. Those are the biggies. Anyway, the small ones are responsible for 44% of all U.S. economic activity. That's pretty cool, and that's according to the U.S. Small Business Administration, aptly named, I might add. Hey, what else do we have there, Steve-O?
What percentage of U.S. total retail sales are now conducted online?
I don't know. I'm going to go online and check.
In 2023, U.S. e-commerce represented 22% of total retail sales, according to Digital Commerce 360 analysis of U.S. Department of Commerce data. Anyway, that 22%, that's up from 21.2% the year before. And I would be pretty confident in predicting that that percentage is going to continue to creep upward.
You know, it'd be interesting sometime when we have time to solicit from our listeners how many of them use online sales or online apps to buy something, like an Amazon or a Shopify or Walmart or JCP or whoever.
Well, and people are constantly amazed, but they put in the order and boom, it's like there next day.
It is fascinating. I gotten to the point where I do it all the time with various online companies. And of course, as we know, the only bad thing is that you'll get something and you go, it's not exactly what I wanted, is it? Doesn't quite fit, wrong color, you name it. And that happens to me. And then my wife is very good at sending these things back, Steve. Yeah. She packs them up perfectly and we send them back. Well, let's talk about earthquakes, shall we? We had a couple of big earthquakes going on the last week or so.
Well, it was 4 point whatever it was there near New York City in New Jersey. And that, I don't think it really caused any serious damage, but it certainly alarmed a lot of people.
I have a good story about that, which I'll tell you after we go off the air. Anyway, North Dakota's had earthquakes, I guess. Minor earthquakes with a magnitude of 3 or less do occur in the state of North Dakota about once every decade. And since the early 1900s, there have been, 13 earthquakes reported in the state of North Dakota. Perhaps the most widely felt earthquake in North Dakota was May 15th, 1909. You'll remember that, Steve. Almost, exactly to the date. That rocked the northern Great Plains at about 9 p.m. The epicenter was near the Montana-North Dakota-Saskatchewan border. It broke dishes and windows and cracked plaster and masonry. And Minnesota has had 20 reported earthquakes. The strongest was near Morris, Minnesota in July of 1975. It had the magnitude of 4.6, and that was enough to crack plaster, knock pictures off walls and objects off shelves. But none of the Norwegians involved complained. That was great.
Okay, final point here. Just how many jobs are there in the United States? Well, we know that figure. The U.S. added 303,000 jobs in March, exceeding the expectation of 200,000. Altogether, according to departmentofnumbers.com, there are more than 157 million total jobs in the U.S., approximately 132 million or 84% are full-time jobs.
You know that great story about the employer who calls one of his employees into the office and says, "So, Jack, tell me, not counting tomorrow, how long have you worked here?" And kind of gives you an idea that maybe the job was diminishing a little bit.
Yes.
Steve, we've got a minute or two left in the show for the first half of the show. I was going to say, first of all, what exactly did the Dow close at this week? I know it closed in the 38s.
38,904.
Still not too bad.
It was a down week. Definitely was down 903 points, or 2.3%. So,
well, let me talk just a minute about a common question that I got this weekend when I was at those conventions talking to people, because they'd ask me these questions. And the question was, oh, man, the market's up so high. I bet people are afraid to jump into the market now, aren't they? And, you know, at Legacy Wealth Management, our main job is not just putting people into the market. Our main job is helping people find the strategy that's going to work for them. And that strategy is often fairly complex. It isn't just a case of jumping into the market. But the point is that fear of missing out, that feeling that maybe the market is up too high, we shouldn't be investing right now, why don't we hold off until things go down a bit? I can tell you this, there have been an awful lot of people who have actually missed out on things because they say, well, let's hold off. I mean, I can't mention the specific stock because we're not supposed to do that exactly, but I'll tell you what, there's a major medical stock that's up about 80 or 90% in the last year, and every time I buy that stock, I say, it's pretty high. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't be. And then I say, wait a minute, Paul, this baby's going to grow. It has to do with weight loss situations, so it keeps growing. We'll talk more about that after the news in the second half of the hour, that world-famous fear of missing out. We're also going to talk about IRAs and tax days, and we'll have our stock market week in review. Should be a great time. So stay with us here on Investment Talk Radio, coming to you live on KFYR 550 AM in Bismarck, KFGO 790 AM in Fargo, and of course, the magnificent 104.7 FM in Hope.
Now that is a good trucking on down the highway song, Paul.
And you see, we've got a lot of our friends from the various conventions are, in fact, trucking on down the highway. And we get a lot of people listening to this show who are trucking down the highway. And the show, by the way, in case you had forgotten, is Investment Talk Radio, brought to you by the Advisors Legacy Wealth Management, where later on today, we're going to have the Investment Talk TV show, mm-hmm. which is cool. You and
Dave.
I and Dave. I was thinking if it was I or me, you and me. You and I and Dave will be on the show. There we go. Anyway, it's going to be a good show. It's on at 9:30 from Bismarck and Minot television stations, ABC stations, and 10 o'clock in Fargo and Grand Forks and up and down the Red River Valley, those ABC stations. And we'll have some pretty good conversation on there, I'm sure, as well. We have to hurry and change costumes to get ready for that show, Steve.
Oh, yes.
That'll be a tight one.
You looked very sharp.
Well, I'm a well-dressed man.
Every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
See, to Steve and me, everything is a song lyric or a song title. And that's a cool way of going down the highway. Anyway, Bachman-Turner Overdrive, Steve.
Yes.
Randy Bachman. Can you name the two big groups he was associated with?
Well, of course, BTO,
Bachman-Turner Overdrive.
And before that, he was, don't tell me, the Guess Who.
Well, I was going to say, don't tell me, okay, Guess Who then.
Guess Who, I believe they were out of Winnipeg.
Yes, they were. And Randy Bachman is a legend up in Canada, musically anyway. Pretty cool guy. Do you know how old Randy is now?
76.
Very close. Keep going.
Older?
Older.
80.
80.
That's
Randy
on the
note. Randy is 80 years old, and, you know, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, we're all pretty close to Winnipeg, so we got to see those groups a lot in the 60s and 70s and how time goes on. I see Loverboy is coming back to the area.
Everybody's working for the weekend, Loverboy?
That's the one. I was going to say, I can't think of their song, but that's the one. Everybody.
I had one that failed. It was called Liverboy. With my backing grew onions.
Liver and onions. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, you are listening to Investment Talk Radio, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. I'm kind of smiling today because I had a chance this weekend to visit both the Republican and Democrat conventions. And pretty interesting. Lots of good people at both conventions. Boy, that sounds like a line out of the past, doesn't it? But a lot of good people there. And kind of fun to have them say, on both sides of the coin, yeah, we listen to your show. And we ignore those partisan comments that you make from time to time. But we listen to the show, and that's kind of fun. And a big thank you to all those people out there who stopped by and said hello. I appreciate it. Lots of fun and excitement at those conventions. And of course, it's just a prelude to the primaries coming up in June, I believe.
Yes.
When we get a chance, some people totally skip the conventions and will be running in the primary. And wow, very exciting.
And some running for the high-profile jobs.
Yeah, very interesting. North Dakota politics has gotten a lot more interesting. And I use the word interesting in an interesting fashion there. It got a lot more interesting over the last couple of years. It'll be interesting to see how it all turns out. Speaking of that, Steve, let's do another quick review without a big intro. The stock market snapshot for the week, let's tell our people what was going on because it was another week.
Well, last Monday was, well, April 1st and the first day of trading, and after we'd had three really robust bull months, took a big dip. Wasn't there one day the Dow was down 500 points?
Yes, there was.
Okay, so there was a lot of room to rally. It came back, it dropped again, came back on just last Friday, the indices had a big up day, but nonetheless, overall, the big indexes were down 1% or more, 2% for in the part of the Dow. But we mentioned earlier, oil is probably higher than it's been in about 7-8 months. Gold is at an all-time high, $2,343. It was up $102 for the ounce, so people looking for a little security, and I think gold is considered, where it doesn't often have a big return, it is considered very
safe. Some people feel that way, yeah. Some people feel that way, and some people don't, and it's a good thing to take a look at both sides, and that's what we do. Speaking of that, a couple of interesting things, Steve. You reminded me that it was April 1st this past week, and April 1st is an anniversary. You know what that anniversary is, Steve?
I do not.
Well, it's 14 years since Legacy Wealth Management went into operation under that name anyway. Pretty cool. 14-year anniversary on April Fool's Day.
And virtually all of that time, you've been doing this radio show.
Oh, yeah. You bet. Since even before that, doing the radio show. And that's, I guess it makes 15, 16 years we've been doing it. And that's you know, not a new record, but not too shabby. Mm. So anyway, kind of fun to be on the air with everybody. We were talking before the bell went off about FOMO, fear of missing out, about feeling that the stock market had perhaps gotten too high. I hear people who are interested in investing in gold saying the same thing. Oh, I don't know, maybe gold has gone up too much. And the reality is, regardless of what you're thinking of investing in, you can't think about the next week, the next month, the next 6 months. You can't think about those and let that totally determine how you're going to invest. I'm going to flip over to the other side of the coin in just a minute. But the real point is, you need to take a look at where you want to be a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and whether or not you feel it's wise to sit out on things. Now, I said I'm going to take a look at that fear of missing out from two sides, because somebody brought up to me the other day, they said, well, you know, you so often you say we're long-term investors, you know, we're not going to be timing the market. And the fact is, everybody out there times the market to a certain degree. You just can't let it totally run the way you do things. I mean, timing the market is a little bit like going to Macy's or Target or JCP or wherever you buy a sweater and saying, well, I don't, I'm just going to go in and buy the sweater. I don't care what the price is. No, so many times we try to time that market and we say, well, let's try to buy it when it's a little bit on sale.
There is a tactic or strategy where you've got dollars in this particular account or this particular company. And do some have an automatic trigger then?
Yes.
If it reaches X plus 10% or X, that boom, sell it, you know, take the emotion. That's a trigger to trade it. Or maybe on the other hand, if it gets too low, it's the same too.
Well, that's one of the problems in the stock market these days with big money. And that is that it's computer driven. And so when a stock goes up a certain amount, boom, it triggers a sale. When it goes down a certain amount, it triggers a buy. And there's all kinds of complex algorithms. Most of us don't deal with that kind of intricate trading because it's almost pointless. But if you're trading, you know, $20 million at a whack and it goes up a 0.5%, you might say, hey, let's get out of it right now. And then because the market does go up and down.
And
there's
think,
another strategy, Steve, just to piggyback on top of that, called dollar cost averaging.
Oh, yes.
And that says that, hey, every April 15th, I'm putting in, you know, 2% more of money into the account. I don't care what it's at, because eventually it dollar costs average out. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of clients, Steve, who've been investing for a long time, and a lot of clients who've been with us for a long time, much longer than that 14 years, because we were other entities before we became Legacy Wealth Management. And you look at some of their accounts, and these people have things that they've held for 20 years, and you see the incredible growth that they've managed to attain simply by hanging on to good products for a long time. If you've still got some of those stocks in pay phone booth companies, you can get rid of them now because they're just probably not coming back.
Right.
That's the joke, Steve.
Not only are there no phone booths to speak of, there are fewer and fewer landlines in people's homes.
Well, and that's another interesting thing. You know, you read about these polls that are conducted. A lot of the polls are conducted by calling people with landlines.
Ah.
And what does that do? Do you suppose that skews the results at all?
I would think so.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, how many of us answer a poll on our cell phone when it comes from a number we don't recognize? Even Josh is smiling over that one. We just don't answer those phone calls, do we, Josh?
No. And no. I get texts all the time, too, of them.
Oh, that's I know. Weird. And what's irritating is when they text me and they have my first name.
Yes.
Hey, Paul, I want to ask you about this. Have you got just a minute? No, I don't. And I'll tell you what, we could do five programs back to back, bumper to bumper, cheek to cheek, all about the scams that are going on out there. How do these people sleep at night?
You get that one that comes on your computer screen at home and says, do not try to turn off your computer. You got it's a very bad security risk. And then They're a devil of a time getting rid of it.
I was wondering if you got that. I keep sending it to you, Steve.
Well, for the uninitiated, if you're not used to the regularity it could really frighten you.
Oh, it does, because, you know, they're basically downloading stuff onto your computer, and it's a real irritant. I have that problem actually on my cell phone. Something I've downloaded on my cell phone now, every morning when I turn on my cell phone, it gives me this ridiculous ad, and if I'm not careful about how I turn it off, it starts playing some game on there, and I'm like, yeah, get off my phone. Well, yeah, but one of these days.
Get off my cloud.
I know. Hey there. I have to. One of these days, I'm going to call in the world's expert on these things. You know who that is? Kay Weiss.
Oh.
Who works for us and has worked with us for more than half of her life. She's incredible. I'll just say, Kay, I have this problem with my phone. Would you fix it? Give me the phone, Paul, she says.
Yeah, and she's so confident about it. Like, no sweat, you know?
Well, she's good at it, you know? She's, I don't know, she's very good. Anyway, folks, here we are, three-fourths of the way through our program today, and we haven't yet talked about our main topic, which is that big day coming up in about a week on April 15th, when, for many people, their tax returns are due. Now, the fact is, some people had tax returns due back in February. Many of our farm listeners have already had their tax returns due. Some people will delay them, and they aren't due quite right away. But for many people, one of the biggest topics that they talk about is, how can I reduce my taxes? What can I do? And, of course, one of the basic ways of doing it is with an IRA. That helps reduce your taxes. Steve?
There are two types of IRAs. You want to delineate the differences?
Yeah, I would. The two types of IRAs, now these are personal IRAs away from your business type of retirement accounts. The two types of IRAs typically, hey, there's really more than two. The two types are traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs. Traditional IRAs allow you to put money into an IRA account and have it invested, and it will grow tax deferred until such time as you take it out, typically after 59 and a half, if you wish to avoid penalties. Now, there are some good features to a traditional IRA. Whatever amount you contribute to an IRA is generally going to reduce your taxable income and save you taxes that you would normally pay. Look, why are we talking about all this? Because, you know, everybody in our business thinks, well, everybody knows all these things. No, not everybody knows these things. So let me give you an example. Let's say your taxable income, let's pick a number, Steve. What do you want to pick?
$60,000.
$60,000. Taxable income this year is $60,000. If you make a $7,000 IRA contribution, that alone will reduce your taxable income to $53,000. It could save you $1,400 or a lot more, depending upon what your taxes are. $1,400 is no small amount, and you don't lose that money. In fact, you put it away and it grows tax deferred. And tax deferred is a huge deal, because you're not getting that 20-25% bite out of it every year. It's a big deal. It grows a lot. Let's talk about, what's the next one?
The Roth IRA.
Right. The Roth IRA allows you to make a contribution, but the contribution does not reduce your taxable income. However, it grows without taxes ever in most cases. When you take that Roth account as a distribution, well, there's no tax.
But the point is, you are paying the tax initially.
Correct.
Unlike
very, very true. Yeah. So let's take that same $60,000. If you put $7,000 into a Roth, hey, you still have to pay taxes on it, but you pay taxes at $7,000. Maybe after 25 years, it grows to be $36,000. You take that $36,000 out without taxes. So that's pretty cool. Hey, what's the deadline, you're probably asking yourself? Well, you can still make an IRA contribution right up until the time of your tax deadline. So for most people, that means you can make an IRA contribution up until April 15th of this year for the year 2023. Of course, you can also make one for 2024 if you want to.
Why don't you review the limits on what you can put into these IRAs?
Well, here are the limits. Right now in the year 2023, I should say it's, of course, obviously 2024, but for the year 2023, you can put in $7,000 per year until you're 50 years old, and then it increases to $8,000. So, for example, if you're 52, you could put in $8,000 this year. That's a pretty good item to know. Now, it increases next year. I think it goes up by another $1,000 for the next year, so that'll be pretty interesting. Would you like to hear an example of how that grows, Steve? I know you would. I have it written here right in front of me, and I can remember.
I can't imagine anything I'd like more at this
Okay, well, here's
particular.
The story. Suppose that you had started an IRA at, say, the age 21, kept it for 45 years till you're about 66, and then used it for retirement. That'd be $7,000 per year in 2024 till there were 50. Then it increases to $8,000 per year. I'm obviously using some average numbers here. So that would be 29 times 7,000, 16 times 8,000. That would be a total of $331,000 that you put into your IRA. And let's just pick out a number. Let's say it compounds at a hypothetical rate of 10% per year. Have you ever heard so many numbers and digits all at once? Well, here
My
it
head's
is.
Whirling.
I know. Well, your portfolio at the age of 66, we should ask Josh because he hasn't seen this number. Josh, you put in $331,000 over the course of 45 years. What do you suppose it grows to?
I'd say about $750,000.
Good guess. Good guess. You're way off, but it's a great guess. the total would be, if my math is correct, and I'm guessing it is, $6 million.
Holy.
Come on down.
Come on down. That's amazing. And, of course, at that point in a traditional IRA, you start taking it out, you're going to be taxed on that. But theoretically, your taxes might be a smaller number by then. So,
but when you draw from the Roth IRA, your taxes have all been covered. So
all been covered. So that $331 that you've paid taxes on would grow to be $6 million. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a good deal. Well, anyway, tax day is coming up. And, yes, at Legacy Wealth Management, we can still handle your IRA accounts if you need to come in and open something up. You know, it's funny. A lot of people go to their bank and they say, well, I bought an IRA at the bank. No, you didn't. An IRA is like a post office box. You can put anything in there you want to that will fit anyway. You can put almost any security into an IRA, just like you would a regular account. When people say they bought an IRA at the bank, what they've really done typically is bought a CD at the bank, and the bank puts it into an IRA account. They call it a bank CD. They call it an IRA, whatever they want to. The fact is it's still a CD, still paying whatever it's going to be paying. And, Steve, what do you think a CD is going to be paying in, say, a year or so?
2%.
Well, it's going to be less than it is right now. It'd be great if it were down to 2% because that would mean the interest rate would be down to 2. You know, probably won't be quite that low, but they're going down. Interestingly enough, Steve, I've got some great information on this, which I'd be happy to talk to people about if they want to give us a call. We don't have time for it. But when interest rates go down, the stock market reacts.
The stock market generally goes up.
It goes up like mad. Typically, history doesn't guarantee anything, but that's what's happened in the past the vast majority of times. So we're looking forward to all of that. We'll talk a little bit more about it right at the end of the show. But let's give you a chance, Steve, to give us that stock market we can review. Okay?
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
Stock market we can review. Okay, it was a week of volatility.
We don't use that intro anymore because there's somebody's on there. We don't want them on there anymore.
With a birthday today, did you know?
No, I didn't know there.
Happy birthday, Arthur. A week of volatility.
I'll send him a little something.
in jokes, folks. A week of volatility on Wall Street with ups and downs. The Dow dropped 903, 2.3% for the week to 38,904. But year to date, it's up 3.15%. S&P 500 was down 1% for the week to 5,204. Year to date, the S&P 500 is up 9.7%. And the NASDAQ, although it was down 1.3% this last week to 16,248, year to date, the NASDAQ, a solid 10% up. We mentioned oil is running pretty high right now because of worldwide tensions. It was at $86.70 a barrel.
You know, that's an interesting detail, Steve, because we talk about what's going on in inflation. The price of gasoline is often the most recognizable thing. People go, price of gas is way high. Yeah, drive over to Finland and see what the price of gas is. Of course, if you drive over to Finland, you're going to get real wet. But
where are the roads? Gold is at an all-time high. It was up $102 an ounce to $2,343 an ounce. That was a 2.5% gain for the week. Year to date, gold, again, at an all-time high. It's up 13%. Facebook had a big week, up $42 to 527. Year to date, Facebook is up 52%.
Wow, I like that.
Now, Apple is one of the big tech stocks that's been struggling this year. It was down 2 to 169. Year to date, Apple is off, down 8.6%. Google was relatively steady at 153. Year to date, it's up more than 10%. Microsoft, the biggest company in the world now with a market cap of $3.16 trillion. It actually was down $4 to $4.25, but year-to-date, Microsoft is up 14.7%. Amazon is up at $185. It's at or near its all-time high, up 23.4% year-to-date. Our NVIDIA that everybody's been talking about, it was down $13 to $8.80. So it's cooled off a bit, but year-to-date, NVIDIA is up more than 82%.
Hey, can I talk about Apple for just a second?
You certainly may.
Okay, we're not plugging Apple here, but how much did you say it was? It's down.
Well, it's now at 169. Its all-time high, I think, was about 199.
199.62,
yeah,
roughly. But let me tell you, 10 years ago, roughly, on April 15th of 2014, $18.26. In 10 years, it's up tenfold. And that, my friends, is an example of long-term investing.
Exactly.
We're not recommending that stock, but interesting.
A lot of people want to follow Tesla because of Elon Musk. It was down another 6.4% this last week to 164. Year-to-date, Tesla is off 33.6%. Netflix, on the other hand, was up $29 to $6.36. Year-to-date, Netflix is up 35.8%. Otter Tail, virtually unchanged. It's at $86.15. Year-to-date, it's up 0.55%. Best Buy, down $3 to $79. Best Buy, at least it's in positive territory. Year-to-date, it's up 3%. National average price of gas, Paul, $3.58. It was up about 4.5 cents this last week. Around Fargo, I see 337, which actually went down 2 cents from the 339. Across North Dakota, virtually unchanged at 341. Minnesota was down 1.5 cents. It's at 333 on average.
Well, that price of gas, like I was saying, a big deal. And I tell you what, you can see that price varying, though, a great deal. It used to be all of the stations would have the same price. Not so much anymore. Well, just a reminder that, boy, you've been listening to just about everything under the sun, including the eclipse, which is coming up, right here on Investment Talk Radio, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. We're going to be back again next Sunday, Steve, unless they pull the plug on us. We'll be here. And you can always reach us at 701-365-8083. Thanks so much for listening to Investment Talk Radio.
You've been listening to Investment Talk, a one-hour show heard each Sunday morning here on KFGO and featuring investment advisor Paul Myers from Legacy Wealth Management. If you have questions or concerns about your investments, you can reach Paul or his financial advisory team at the Legacy office in Fargo at 365-8083 or visit the website at legacywealthfargo.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through LPL Financial as registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Thanks for listening. Give us a call, and we'll look forward to being back here next Sunday on KFGO.